Mom's Life.
Welcome to all you moms out there. It's another week of It's a Mom's Life with Tando and Denise.
Hi.
And you know, we only bring you the best of the best.
Yes.
And last week, we were more practical in terms of the best items that a mom can use or the most overrated items that you have or maybe you might have used in the past. But this week, we will be talking about the most important resource in the world.
Yes.
And you need it, I need it, we all need it. Money, 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 money. Money.
Yes. So I've also got my little jingle. So mine goes, money, money, money. It ain't funny in a rich man's world. Yes, you guessed it. We are talking about money and how to save it, moms. So, of our own experiences and recipes and some that we may have Googled and learned just this week, who wants to save? We all want to save.
Yes.
So, here it goes. Okay, so what I have learned is that simple is best, right? I've tried doing the expensive creams and baby body wash, and I just found it so not worthwhile because my baby's skin was so sensitive. Like, everything I used would just, like, they'd break out. So, again, try things out, but what I really find works for the kids is, and this might be so controversial to everyone else, but bubble bath. It is, like, simple. And, you know, try not to do, like, the, you know, funny things with chemicals, but, you know, the simple ones. It is not too harsh on the kids, and it does the trick. And obviously, you know, the kids are entertained by the bubbles too. So I'm like, kudos to bubble bath, man. As in, we love bubble bath. Yes, well, I do. So that's my one trick perk. And bubble bath is so inexpensive. You know, you don't have to get the really, really expensive ones.
Yes, you know what, moms? When you are a first-time mom, you want to get the best.
Yeah.
And the best for your child, right?
Yes.
The most expensive creams, the bathing soaps,
yeah,
the clothing, etc. I know I was like that. When I got Mika, obviously I was, you know, first time mom. And yeah, I wanted the top of the range of everything. Because by instinct, I don't know why that's a thing for new moms. Because you, like, just suddenly you want to get the best, you know, of everything for your child without even thinking about it.
Yeah.
And I think we should call it a new mom's syndrome.
Wow, I like that. New mom syndrome. We are warning you about new mom syndrome to all of those moms, you know. We're going to listen to Celine Refuge. Enjoy.
Yo, this is Jay Solo, and you're locked into Active FM. Make sure you keep it locked.
You are everything I need.
So when it comes to baby food, it's like, it's so expensive. Man, no offense to the baby food production companies out there. But if a mom is desperate, a mom is desperate, man. I ended up making my own baby food, right? My own baby puree. There are so many recipes you can use that are online. Or better yet, just experiment, ladies. Yeah. Obviously, don't put anything, you know, hard in there. Anything you can just, you know, blend. I used to do butternuts and carrots because apparently that's what you're supposed to do in the first few, you know, when you first start feeding your baby. But you could try some apple in there too along the line. And all you need to do is peel it, boil it in some water and blend it down. It's like so simple. Some moms add a bit of sugar or salt, but some moms steer clear of the sugars and, you know, go all natural. But hey, whatever it is, you are saving because you're making your own baby food. Another thing that, you know, I've actually heard, that I was actually taught, is to put the blended puree into ice trays. And when you need them, whip them out and let it melt, or, you know, put a little bit of hot water there. And I would suggest that you take the ice puree and actually stick it into a Ziploc bag, because you don't want your baby's food to get frostbite. You know, they kind of, I don't know what it's called, frostbite, if you know what I mean. Or even have the smell of, you know, like meat and stuff. So, you know, put it into a little tray, freeze the puree, stick it into a Ziploc bag when it's frozen, and then stick it back in your freezer. And whenever you need it, you can just whip it out. You can take it into with a Ziploc bag, let it melt if you're going somewhere, and, you know, feed your baby. It's really that simple.
Actually, you told me that you started making your own purees like years ago, and I thought that was brilliant. You can mix your own, you know, combinations, yes, veggies and fruits, and so I thought that was clever. So thanks, Denise, for that. That was real helpful for me. And yes, baby food is expensive. I mean, when you have the new mom syndrome, you don't get that. You just get, I mean, when you have the money, or, you know, you feel like you can just, you want to get the best for your child.
Yeah.
So with Mika, when he started on solids, I bought him the Cerelac, you know, your Purities and your Purity baby porridge. Yeah. You name the baby foods that you can get, but it had to be Purity, right?
Yeah.
And it turned south very fast for my boy because he got bad constipation.
Yeah,
it was very bad for, it was bad. Denise, it was bad.
Yeah.
When I say bad, I mean bad. When I changed his nappy the one time, because he was struggling to go, you know.
Yes.
To make a deposit.
And then, so in other words, looked, poop,
yes,
in the nappy.
He was struggling to poop. So when I opened, you know, to have a look, there was blood coming out of his bum hole.
Oh, no, that's actually
and disturbing. Yeah, I freaked out because I thought, this is bad. And look, he's crying because he wants to release.
Yeah.
But everything, it was as hard as stone. Like literally, you know, when it's like stuck, but you knock with your, it's hard. And I thought, okay, this is not good. And there's this awesome doctor that was recommended by, you know, some friends and family. Yeah. Dr. Castle. So I took him to see him, and he said, what food are you giving your baby? And then I told him, you know, the food, you know, Purity. Yeah. And he said, why are you wasting money?
Yeah, there you go.
Why don't you just,
doctor is saying it.
Do you know what I'm saying? And he says, when your baby is starting off on solids, just start them with the butternut or your yellow vegetables. So your butternut, yes, your pumpkin, your carrots, your gem squash, anything yellow is very good for your baby,
yes,
especially when they're from breast milk to, you know, to solid food.
Yeah.
And he said to me, try this in 2 days. In fact, after a day, you should see a difference with your baby's poo. And I thought, okay, I'll try this. He didn't prescribe any medication or whatever. He just said, give your baby yellow vegetables. Phone me after 2 days if there's no changes. And I tell you, the next day, I could see his poop was softening up.
Yes.
And after 2 days, it was sorted out.
Exactly.
Now I had the knowledge. You know, start your baby with yellow vegetables.
Yes.
You know, you don't have to go the expensive route of buying, you know, Purity. Make your own, like Denise said earlier. Or give your baby yellow vegetables and make puree out of that too.
Yeah, so that's very interesting. So ladies, a doctor is saying that. And, you know, for anyone that is listening to the show, moms, you got to understand, poop is poop, man. So we can say that word. We don't know what else to say. You know, every baby does it. So, yes. The other thing that I can vouch for that is really cheap on the market is eucalyptus oil. So it is an essential oil used to add into a bit of warm water or even a drop on your baby's pillow when they're blocked up from flus and colds. I also heard this really cool trick from somewhere where you can add Vicks or eucalyptus oil into warm water for it to melt, and then you mix it together and then also freeze it in ice trays. And when you need them, especially for little ones like little babies, you run the warm water in the shower. Don't put your baby in the shower. You just run the hot water in the shower, and you actually put those ice blocks into the shower, and it becomes a steam room for you and your baby. So when the babies, especially when they're really, really small, you can't steam them like you would steam yourself.
Yeah.
You sit in the bathroom with them, steam it up, or even put in, put it in a bowl of water, and just have your baby stand near to it, which is really, really, it's really, really cheap. So eucalyptus oil is really cheap, and there's different brands on the market, and it's normally the same thing. So you don't have to worry too much about what brand. Just get the cheapest brand. But for me, eucalyptus oil was much better than your Vicks's and your any other fancy stuff that you would use.
Yeah, and you told me about this oil last week, actually, because my kids were not well. And definitely I said to Denise, I will try it, because I use Carvel. That's the only thing I knew. I would put that on the kids' pillow or on their clothes to, sort of like help them out if they're not feeling well. This eucalyptus oil is much cheaper, so I hear. So again, we're talking about saving money, right? And also getting the best results at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. So anyone that doesn't know Carvel is basically one of the products that you get here in South Africa you use to actually put on pillows. It comes in little yellow bottles, and you like cut it and you put it on a pillow or put it into water. And it helps to unblock the passages of your child or even yourself, whichever, when you steam. Tries to keep a promise, scared of being honest. Always on the run, never good enough, fighting what she has become. He's feeling kinda lonely, lying to look happy. Trying to find a friend, no one lets him in, doesn't know where to begin. We all have stories we're hiding from, but that's where mercy finds all of us. In the middle, you find us. In the middle, you find us. You in the middle, us. In the middle, grace and love. In the middle, you find us. In the middle, you find us. In the middle. You find us. You find us. In the middle, I can't be perfect, even on the surface. But hey, that's the point. God fills the void. He's making songs for my noise. He hears us cry out. Down on our knees, we're found. He's never far the maker. Stars meet us where we are. We all have stories we're hiding from. But that's where mercy finds all of us. In the middle, grace and love. In the middle. Is a part of my story, but you hold me close as if heaven's on me. In the middle of joy, in the middle of pain, you find us in the middle, grace and love in the middle. Us, you find us in the middle. Us, in the middle, grace and love in the middle.
What's up, guys? It's EO in the house. Active FM. Radio has never been better.
My last one for today, moms, is that there is no need to buy these really expensive toys.
I agree.
In fact, I know many moms, and I'm sure yourselves, where kids get a toy and they end up playing with the box instead, or the flyer inside the box. So, a friend once made me a little board. It was really, really awesome. It was like this little board with different textures on it, made from things like keychains and bottle tops, and made into a little flower, nails with pieces of string on it, a little whistle. And believe it or not, it kept Joshua entertained. I mean, like, it was incredible. I've even heard my mom say she used to give my brother bottle tops and bottles to play with. Other moms have said that they put their kids in boxes and buckets, and like gave them something and they're like chilling, man. So, you know, I would give Joshua a wet wipe, guys, a wet wipe. And he would be entertained for hours because of the way it flows in the air. It was, and then eventually he learned how to tear it. And then it just became a problem because then it was little pieces. And then he'd ask me for another one. But Tando is my witness. My son would hold a wet wipe and like just fly it.
That was his toy.
That was his toy. And I'm like, sure, that's it, man. So that was wonderful. Moms, don't do expensive toys. It's just not worth it.
No, really, it's not worth it. My kids, I feel like kids look at toys and they think, destroy!
Yes!
That's what they see. Maybe that's how they play, by destroying the things. But I agree. I didn't get expensive toys for my kids. Certainly, I received a lot of toys, like from hand-me-downs, you know, from other people, which were good quality toys, but still, they broke them. You know, within a few days, you'd find one and you're thinking, but why did you break it? Can't you just play with the thing without breaking it? But that's what they do. Yeah. So I didn't bother myself with getting my kids, you know, expensive toys. And this is not saying, you know, if you want to get, you know, expensive toys for your child, go ahead, moms. If that's what you want to do and you are able to do it, you know, God bless you. This is not saying if you do it, you go to hell. You won't go to hell.
Yes.
But for me personally, I mean, as Denise, I mean, we both agree, right?
Yeah.
It's not necessary to get your kids expensive toys because you know what they'll do to those toys. They will destroy them. But when I think about it now that they're older, like with Mika, I want to get him more because he likes building things.
Yes.
Like, you know, like your Legos, which he has a few. But I think now that he's older, I can get him sensible toys that I know he's not going to break because he's going to play with them properly and build stuff.
Yeah.
But when they're younger, they just go, destroy, and they just crash and break those things within a few days. So now for me.
So true.
Okay, we're going to end off with this amazing verse from 1 Timothy 6, verse 17. As for the rich in this present age, charge them not to be haughty, nor to set their hopes on uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly provides us with everything to enjoy.
Yes.
That is an amazing promise. That is an amazing verse. 2020 has shown us that there is uncertainty in riches, right?
Yeah.
And many countries and many people suffered financially because of the challenges of the lockdowns and COVID, etc. But I mean, the verse is telling us here not to put our hopes in money. I mean, I love that it has here, God is the one who richly provides with everything. He provides us with everything to enjoy.
Yeah.
God wants you to enjoy. Sometimes we think God doesn't want us to enjoy stuff. He just wants us, go to church, read the Bible, go home and sleep. But he says he wants to give us everything in order for us to enjoy. To enjoy what? To enjoy life.
Yes.
So, you know, going to movies with your kids, getting them the toys, or going to the park, or whatever it is that you need, God says he will provide. Yeah. But if you're needing money for that thing to happen, God will provide the money.
Yeah.
And you know that book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad?
Yeah.
And it says, you know, instead of saying, I can't afford this, say, how can I afford this? So if you can't buy your child that toy now, make a plan that maybe in 3 months' time, 6 months' time, or even in a year's time, I'll be able to get them this and get them that. But that's do good. That with God, because God is your source, right? He is our source for everything. He does want you to have the best of everything and to enjoy the best in the land, so because true. He is God. So God is our source. God is our supply and our sufficiency. He wants you to enjoy everything in this life.
That is so good. So we are ending off the show, and today we are going to end off with a song, We Are the Light. Enjoy, and we will see you next week. Yes, we will. Next week.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Like what you're listening to?
Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM,
Instagram at ActiveFM777,
and Facebook at /ActiveFM.
Set us on fire. cheese.